The National Executive Committee of the PNC has reaffirmed the 25th to 27th of this month as the date for its National Delegates Congress to be held in Sunyani. The party has therefore fixed the 8th of this month for the vetting of members who have filed nominations to contest various positions. The General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, told Radio Ghana that 25 people are filed to contest positions in the party, including two who are vying for the flag bearer chief slot. He said the PNC is bold and will go ahead with this plan Congress regardless of threats of court action from some party members.
Yesterday, the National Executive Committee of our party met and reaffirmed its determination to have the National Delegates Congress come on 25th to 27th of this month in the Brown and Halfway, specifically at the Sunyani Polytechnic. In that reaffirmation, we had to take regional reports as to how many of the regions have conducted the regional congresses, constituency conferences so far, and it was evident that most of the regions were on call, and that by the close of 15th of this month, all regional conferences have been conducted to pave way for the National Delegates Congress to take place. On 21st of October, nominations officially came to a close, the national executive positions and that of the flag bearer. The vetting committee is scheduled to start on the 8th of this month from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. every day till the last people are vetted.
How many people pick forms for the...
23 people pick forms for various positions. Two for national, for the flag bearership, that is Dr. Edward Mahama and Hassan Ayerga. Five for the national chairmanship, Dr. Edward Jadere, Alhaji Ahmed Ramadan, Somtim Tobiga, Thomas Akumyong, and David Nidi. Six forms for the national chairmanship. General secretaryship, we have Bernard Mona, we have Atik Mohammed, and we have Henry Asante. And the list continue. So 23 people have picked forms to contest for 9 positions that are advertised by the party.
But we heard earlier that a group within the PNC had threatened to take the matter to court.
Well, threat are threat. We are not moved by threat. We are a very bold, courageous party, and therefore nobody can intimidate us with any threat. We know we are following what our party constitution has said, and we shall go to Congress with the highest decision making body of our party, and I'm sure that nobody, no organ can invalidate the decisions of a National Delegates Congress, because that is the highest decision-making body of all political parties, not just the PNC. And so we'll go ahead to have our National Delegates Congress.
The PNC is not the only party with problems, but your case, is the party going to come out united, and is it ready to win power next year, or you are just going to contest for the sake of contesting?
There is already a draft team for the Congress, which is a united PNC for victory in 2012.
General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona.